Hey everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on my podcast channel. And I know that some of you tend to watch a little YouTube video I tend to put out on Saturday when I go out live and out and about in the real world, and I do a little 10-15 minute chat with the folks who tune into that. And I always notice there's quite a loyal base of people who do watch that. Now, I just wanted to make this video or this audio podcast to make you aware of the fact there won't be a video this week. And there won't be a video this week because I'm currently on the naughty step with YouTube. Yes, I've been given a 7-day ban during which I am not allowed to communicate with anybody who follows me, all the thousands who follow me over on YouTube. Not allowed to talk to them. Why is that, David, you say? Well, I committed a cardinal sin. What was your cardinal sin, David? Well, my cardinal sin was that back in May, yes, May, I put out a small podcast, actually, which went up on YouTube, in which I suggested at that point the UK government had decided that it was now safe to hug people. Seriously, yes, they did. Check it out, back in May. UK government changes advice. It is now safe to hug. But take care, please. And the BBC ran with this story. So I saw it, and I obviously commented on it. I said, and I did it sarcastically. I said, this is great news. At last, we are allowed to hug each other. Yes, it's fantastic news. Of course, I've been hugging my nearest and dearest all the way through. I don't need Boris Johnson's government to tell me to hug my family and if I want, or friends for that matter. I'll do that. I'll make that decision. But anyway, the government back then said it was safe to hug. The BBC gave some helpful advice as to how you should hug someone. Yes, seriously, the BBC back in May did advise people on the most responsible ways to hug people. You know, so look away, for example, when you hug them, lest you give them the Spanish flu, aka COVID-19. And so as is my way, folks, because all this is just flow of consciousness with me. I mean, there's no script here. I just talk as I find it. And some things I know I say, I trip over myself. I get all of that. But it is honest flow of consciousness. And I said, well, you know, this is all very exciting that Boris Johnson's telling us to be able to hug each other. I've done it all the way along. And my own view is that you should hug whoever you want. Boom. YouTube's algorithm found that. They hunted me down. And on the basis of that, that's going against World Health Organization guidance. On the basis of that, you are now got a 7-day ban and a strike on your YouTube platform, which will stay there for 3 months. Yeah, that's what YouTube means in 2021. So just think about that. I actually suggest that the people should hug, decide who they want to hug and just do it themselves. That is a crime, apparently, on YouTube in 2021. And that's why I despise the YouTube platform. It's not just that it is censorious in the extreme. It's anti-human. Let's just call it out for what it is. This is anti-human. It is the most normal, natural human reaction when with your family or loved ones or close friends or whatever, to hug them. That's how we express our humanity. But that goes against the World Health Organization, and that's not allowable under the terms of service on YouTube. And that's why I can't speak to you via YouTube this week. And to be honest, going forward, I will only use YouTube as a vehicle to direct people to follow me here, follow me in Rumble, follow me in BitChute, follow me in Odyssey, follow me on all those other platforms where I can actually speak freely. But there's no point in being on a platform that you cannot have honest conversations. Since when did the World Health Organization attain this godlike status from which we dare not criticize anything it says or does? What if the World Health Organization is wrong? What YouTube's saying, well, it can't be wrong. And I'm saying, no, it can be wrong. And because we're all fallible, people make mistakes. Also, by the way, the World Health Organization, some big questions about what goes on within that particular organization, as you know, headed up by Bill Gates' preferred Ethiopian Marxist. That's right, Dr. Tedros. Look it up. I'm sure you probably know already. So the World Health Organization is not beyond reproach. And furthermore, I'm not seeking to comment specifically on what's in a vaccine or anything else. All I'm saying is that if people want to hug each other, I think they should hug each other. No, no, David, you get it wrong. If you hug someone, you can give them the Rona. But hang on, the British government back in May said you couldn't do it. So I've been punished by yet again repeating UK government advice. Earlier this year, I got another strike from YouTube because I read out the yellow card MHRA database showing, you know, the number of adverse reactions for whatever it is. For daring to read that out, that went against, apparently, that was medical misinformation. And I appealed it because I said, listen, I'm quoting the actual British government, so surely that can't be medical misinformation. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. So if you quote from the British yellow card system, you are potentially liable to get yourself a strike and a ban on YouTube. So as I said, it's a platform where honesty has been wiped off it. It might be good to go and look up certain videos, but honestly, if you want anti-narrative commentary, it's really not possible to do it on YouTube anymore. So I would plead with everybody that if you're not following me in Rumble or BitChute in particular, make sure you do, because that's where the content's going to be. You're going to find very little from me on YouTube because it's just not worth it. YouTube is dead to me. It's dead to any freedom-loving person. And if you hang around, and I know it's a nice platform and you're able to do lots of things on YouTube you can't do elsewhere. But honestly, that's like saying, I want to stay inside a nice prison. I don't want to be in a prison. I want to be a free man. I want to say what I think. And as long as I'm doing that in a reasonable manner, there should be no limits to what I can say. So there you go, folks. That's why there's no video on YouTube today. I'm afraid I'm in the digital gulag. But of course, you'll get lots of content from me here, lots of content elsewhere on all my other sites. So again, thank you for all of your support for me. Really appreciate it. Speak soon.